I want to thank Bishop Asbill for reminding us that pre-COVID, we actually spoke from this point, not behind the restricted area of the podium. So thank God for this opportunity for us to have an interaction, an exchange. So today, the church celebrates Good Shepherd Sunday. And you might have realized from the scripture readings that the focus is on Christ as the Good Shepherd. And in different contexts in scripture, Jesus gave himself names that were intended to explain his mission and to help people to understand him. So elsewhere in scripture, and I know that you know this, Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man, the bread of life, the light of the world, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth, and the life, and of course, the favorite of many, the vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. Showing that connectedness between God and his people. And in the gospel reading for today, Jesus uses an image that is familiar to his audience to make his point about spiritual leadership. And as I was thinking about the scripture readings for today, specifically the gospel reading, I've been thinking that perhaps those of us who dare to be followers of Christ should consider regular checkups, regular self-assessments to see how well we are doing as good shepherds and also as the sheep in our Christian vocation. I believe that it is significant that today is also Vocation Sunday, when there are intentional prayers for vocations to lay ministries, the religious communities, and ordained ministry. Last Sunday, our diocesan bishop visited us for the official end to our 100th anniversary year of celebrations. And one of the highlights for me was the recognition of volunteers involved in the various lay ministries of the church. By my count, there are approximately 30 lay ministries to which the people of this parish have been faithful. And if you're not part of any of those lay ministries, perhaps today is the day of decision. And so, give some thought, say some prayers around where each and every one of us could be part of the lay ministries of the church. Beyond the parish, our diocese awards the Order of the Diocese of Toronto to honor outstanding and consistent lay ministry. To date, St. George and Young has had two recipients of this award. Now, I should explain here, it doesn't mean that only two parishioners are deserving of that award, but how it works is this. Every 5 years, each parish, on a rotating basis, is allowed to nominate one person. And so over a 10-year cycle, we've had the opportunity to nominate two persons. So by God's grace, in another 4 years, because this was last year, we'll be able to nominate a third person. And this is across the diocese. And so we have two persons when they're referred to officially in the church, the ODT would normally follow their names. And this is really in recognition of the work of the laity, of all of us, the laity. But wherever we may be called or be willing to help, you are all examples of faithfulness, honoring your baptismal covenant to serve others as you exercise your vocation in lay ministry. Lay ministries are vital to the church because all who are baptized called to use our gifts to build up the body of Christ. Lay ministry, vital to the life of the church. Today, the church also prays for vocations to ordained ministry. And this afternoon, 5 individuals will be ordained as transitional deacons in the Diocese of Toronto at St. James Cathedral. And I recall that on the day of my ordination to the diaconate, the cathedral was packed because there were 9 candidates. And you know how it happens. All of our relatives, our parish families and friends would gather to pray with us and to thank God for being our good shepherd. I think it's important for us to note today that the diaconate is the foundation of the ministry of all the ordained. And in our tradition, some are called to be vocational deacons. And we hope that by God's grace, the 2 persons for whom we are praying, our 2 subdeacons, would at some point be acknowledged fully in the church as vocational deacons. Other deacons are called to be priests and bishops. And we are always reminded that priests and bishops are first and foremost deacons, servants of the church, servants of God. However, there is another religious vocation that is often overlooked. The people who have made a lifelong commitment to the religious life and live in communities. One community where we have some contact is the Sisters of St. John the Divine, which is part of this deanery. So we give thanks to God for the ministry of all who live in Christian communities. And you're probably aware that for many years, Sister Connie has been a gift to this parish as our honorary assistant. And good news, Sister Connie will be joining us at the celebration for Mother's Day, the Mother's Day service on May the 14th, and she will be our celebrant. So today we join others across the church to pray for vocations. We pray that all of us will see our Christian life as our vocation to ministry, whether it's in lay ministry, whether it's in ordained ministry as deacons, priests, and bishops, or part of a religious community. As Christians, we reach our own milestones on our journey of faith. Our baptism, our confirmation, our reaffirmation of our baptismal vows. And for those who attended the Easter Vigil, we all had that opportunity to formally reaffirm our baptismal vows. Nevertheless, I hope that we are all encouraged and inspired by the assurance that Jesus gives us that the risen Christ is the way to abundant life for all who dare to take up the cross and follow him. Granted, there are times when we face challenges in life and we pray to God for help with some expectation, don't we? And sometimes the expectation is that God will use his power to change the situation for us. It's a natural tendency. We would like God to solve the problem or to make it go away. And of course, God is more than able to do that. But I believe that it is important for us to think of Jesus as a good shepherd, someone who is walking with us, accompanying us, comforting and consoling us when we are facing the challenges in our lives. Because life is not a smooth road, as we would probably have figured out by now. There are peaks and there are valleys. There are bumps in the road. But Jesus is the ever-present friend who never leaves us to face our difficulties alone. And he's always there to reassure us that no matter what, our life is in God's hands. So church, people of St. George and Young, how do we respond to the love of the Good Shepherd? Well, one approach is presented to us in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And interestingly enough, this passage of scripture was used for our Bible study at the meeting yesterday. And there was quite a lot of discussion about it. But in summary, the passage of scripture gives some insight into the life of the early Christian communities and describes the early church as an ideal, a model for other Christian communities to follow. Tell me if you recognize any of these characteristics in St. George and Young. These are four areas of emphasis from the early church as described in the Acts of the Apostles. First of all, Bible study, preaching, and teaching of the gospel message, spiritual development. Secondly, Holy Communion, the breaking of bread together in worship and fellowship. Thirdly, the sharing of possessions. Because we know from the early church, everyone sold all that they had and had a pool of resources for everyone to draw on. And fourthly, praying together, both in private settings like the home and the church, but also in public spaces. And we say amen to that. So can we measure up? Can we keep on trying to see whether or not St. George and Young could be a community based on the Acts of the Apostles? And I invite you to take your bulletin home today, even if you don't normally do that, and read again the passage from the Acts of the Apostles. So in summary, in this season of Easter, we're reminded by the first letter of Peter that the risen Christ is the shepherd and guardian of our souls. In the psalm which we sang today, we hear that the Good Shepherd anoints our heads with oil and guides us beside the still waters of our baptism. And from the Acts of the Apostles, we are encouraged to live as the early Christians described in Scripture, sharing everything they had, breaking bread together, and praising God together. Listen once more to the good news directed to us, to you and to me. I came that you, that we, may have life and have it abundantly. And to this we say, thanks be to God. Amen.